particular position is that I work through the Department of Entomology at UC Riverside, but I'm stationed at the Kearney Agricultural Center, and I'm now director of Linco Research and Extension Center. So I have experienced I have a split position in CE and Extension, and now also administration. I have the experience of being an off-campus Extension person, sort of watching from a distance, but I just wanted to share some thoughts about what I see happening with Extension. We were asked in our little session to address the NRC expectations and quantification of graduate programs, and I think Sharon summed it up real quickly when she said that particular quantification of grad programs had absolutely no Extension component in it whatsoever. It was really just down to counting publications, citations, awards, and grants. And I see a parallel within departments in the UC system, that the same kind of quantification goes on in terms of promotion, decision making about job hiring, and so I wanted to address that. In the California system, and I'll just be California-centric for a moment, we have the AES researchers who have usually split appointments in research and teaching. We have the CE specialists, which usually have splits in research and extension, and then we have area-wide farm advisors and local farm advisors. And this is supposed to be the continuum that brings the basic research to the applied and outreach. And there are a number of forces that are sort of diminishing, I think, the role of extension in California. Partly its impact factor on journal articles for promotions and things like that. The fact that in order to maintain departments such as entomology at Riverside, the emphasis is now on teaching, because if you can teach, you've proven that you've impacted students, therefore you get funding from state sources, and so teaching becomes primary. And so now they're starting to propose that extension specialists also have a teaching component added to their job description so that we can build that area. And some of them are welcoming that, and some of us who are off campus and who see it from a different perspective are not welcoming that, because we see that as a continuing diminishing of the extension role. And I think one of our biggest problems is the inability to quantify the extension role, the outreach role. And that's seen both in our promotion packages, it was seen in this NRC quantification. It was missing because it is hard to quantify. It's hard to express what about what we do gets translated and extended out to the general public, whether they be growers or urban community. So, proof that these are problems is we had Ag and Natural Resources in the university system in 2004 had a series of listening sessions where they invited external and internal stakeholders to come talk about what's needed in the ANR. And the top three points were confirm ANR's core mission as a land-grant institution, identify priorities and focus programs and relevant needs of clientele. If they're even bringing this up as a point, it says that it's an issue that's losing its significance. Point number two was improve statewide campus and county linkages to strengthen the research and outreach continuum. And point three was maintain a visible and responsive local presence for CE focused on local issues and establish methods to encourage campus-based academics to contribute to the resolution of problems. Okay, the continuum is I think becoming broken because of a number of forces which are driving the hiring and the promoting and basically hiring and promoting of new faculty towards teaching and basic research and getting of the large grants and the types of grants that have the large overheads. And so that's pulling away from the extension component. I also have concerns that we've had tremendous budget crunches in the last 15 years, which has greatly diminished the number of people who are involved in just basic economic entomology. Berkeley's department has been rolled into a group of departments, and looking right now, they have two researchers and two extension specialists that deal with agricultural entomology. Davis has two that I could identify researchers and four extension entomologists that are really addressing agricultural entomology. And Riverside has five researchers and four extension entomologists. That's a total of 20 researchers working on agricultural entomology for over 200 crops in the system. So I have some concerns. We need faculty to train students. We don't really have them in agricultural entomology. We have poor rewards for applied research, and that makes it difficult. We're having trouble attracting good job applicants, especially for extension specialist positions. And we have exotic pests and other issues coming in faster than we can blink, and we don't have the people that have the outreach orientation or the applied orientation to work with the public and deal with a lot of these situations. So I think the solutions are, we need partnerships with commodity groups, and that's already starting to happen, where commodity groups are offering to put up funding for extension positions in order to maintain that. We need better quantification of extension roles so that there's a greater appreciation throughout the system of those sorts of roles. And I think we need some thinking. It's good that we're discussing this today, because the departments and the deans and the people who make decisions about how these departments are organized and how they're directed need to constantly be reminded of the important role of extension. And we need to be flexible. We need to be ready to do new directions. Thank you.